The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 107.1 The Peak. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 107.1 The Peak. Today's topic, questions and answers. We cultivate these questions throughout the week from prospective clients, existing clients, or admin staff. We have all these different questions, and the goal is, I'm sure if someone else has a question, you may have the same question. We try to break it down as best we can, try to simplify it so you become a better investor. With that, better investor, well, better retirement, good stuff along the way. And Connor Mahoney and myself, well, look, I'm a little bit older than Connor, my son, of course, that's how it goes. I'm Generation X, he's Gen Z, and together we answer these questions all from a different slice of life. So Connor, welcome back to the show.
For sure. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
So what do you have in your bag of tricks? And by the way, this is the first time we get these questions. We don't rehearse it. We want to make it as if we're sitting in the, I guess, your kitchen table talking about the markets and investments, or we're sitting next to you at your car where you are right now. We really hope that these questions, and we can break it down as best we can so you can understand them and how it may apply or not apply to your situation.
Right. Certainly hope it doesn't sound too uncoordinated though.
Yeah, no, we're coordinated.
All right. So what are your thoughts on the run in the market currently?
The run in the market. Well, I guess it's a long time coming. It's very difficult. The bear market we had in 2022. And a lot of it has to do with interest rates. If you kind of look at 2023, the beginning of the year, we came in with a lot of pessimism. The Federal Reserve still trying to battle inflation. Remember, they said it was transitory, which it wasn't. All these rate hikes. And by the way, rate hikes, what it really means, it's competition of stocks. You know, if you get, let's say, 6% on a CD or treasury, how much money do you really want to put in stocks? You know, if you have like 2%, you say, okay, I'll take my chances of stocks. But remember, interest rates have the money costs more. So from equity lines, credit cards, business equity lines, everything just costs more. Mortgages, you know, that's a one way to slow down the economy and really slow it down. So the uncertainty of 2022 gave way to 23, which kind of surprised a lot of people because of pessimism out there. And somewhere along the way, late October, which is always spooky for the markets. It is true. It is actually the worst month of the year, and lived up to its billing last year. But then something kind of funny. For a long time, the Federal Reserve kept on saying, we're going to keep interest rates higher for longer. The market didn't like that. And then out of nowhere, right, Fed Chair said, you know what? Now we're looking at rate cuts in 2024. Whoa, off to the races. A huge rally at the end of the year. High tide lift all ships, not just the Fabulous Seven or Magnificent Seven or just technology stocks. The entire market went higher because of this kind of seesaw between lower rates and higher markets. And that's kind of my take on this. I'm sure, Connor, you have a take on kind of what happened and how this all came to be.
Yeah, no, it largely has to do with interest rates. And the fear all year really was that 2022 bear market was because of really high inflation and having to battle that with high interest rates. And this year, of course, that 2023, rather, last year now, was... the fear still was inflation, and that very, very nicely made good progress to the downside. And then, yeah, like Ken said, we got that news in late October, early November that they're done with the rate increases. So that makes cost of borrowing cheaper, basically loosens a lot of economic conditions. And yeah, so that's sure kind does. Of why the market took off the way it did. And maybe it gets a little too jumpy and excited. It's basically where we are now. I think we're up 9 weeks in a row. So pretty normal.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in 20 years. That's a long time for the markets to be up 9 in a row.
My gosh.
And, you know, you were saying about October, and I was kind of kidding around with spooky, but it is. I mean, the stock market crashed in 1987, the stock market crashed in 1929, which then a 10-year depression, and we had the 2008, the little fiasco there, you know, the financial crisis. And so all these Octobers are kind of spooky, but it was really interesting. The end of this October, you know, sentiment was really ugly. People were really concerned. They kept on seeing the balances go down. And then you have this huge spurt in November, December. And that's my point with the markets. It's a hard thing to time. But, you know, I could just tell you when you feel like everything's awful, probably the time to be adding to the market through your mutual fund shares or through your retirement accounts, whatever. And when you feel giddy about it, take some money off the table. But the point is, in the end of October, the sentiment was so crazy. We kept on having people calling, what are CD rates? Get me out of the market. And then, whoosh, you know, right when you catch people off sides, that's when the market runs. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. We're heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on the Peak. 107.1 The Peak. We got time for some more questions and keep them coming. This is hopefully helping out our listener here at home. There's just so many things coming at them, and I hope we're doing our job trying to simplify this complex financial world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And what's also, just to allude back to the other question, was about this run in the market. Things can just change on such a dime in the market.
Right.
Gosh, this first week here has been rough. You know, it's probably, we just lost about 3 or 4% from the highs. Not to say we haven't had a good run, but that can be a significant move in your account. And, you know, I guess it's just something you got to be wary of every day, essentially. But yeah, so I guess I can move on to the next question if we have some time.
Sure. Yep. We got some time for our next question here. And by the way, Connor Mahoney, great kid, baseball star, All-State in high school, played in college, but the reason, right? All that good stuff. Ex-baseball player, but I'm so glad he's working with us here. But the reason why I share this little insight with him, because in the last couple of years, he's seen bear markets, bull markets. He's seen a lot. It's like so much activity in a couple of years, so dense. Oh. But in his perspective, from generation Gen Z and my experience with Generation X, you know, we help to think at home or, you know, on the road, you're listening to us. Different slices, different generations, and certainly depends on which age bracket you are and how you can relate to either myself or Connor or both together, we hope, of course. We hope that 1 + 1 = 3 somehow. How are you doing the math on that?
Right. Right. Okay. So next question is, will we see a recession in 2024?
I don't think so. And I'm not even hedging. A lot of people, you know, this recession era has been calling for really messes up a lot. Again, a lot of these big strategists from big brokerage firms in 23, the market's going to go down, a great recession, a hard landing. And thankfully, look, I'm on national TV myself on a weekly basis and national radio stations and all that type of stuff. And thankfully, I kind of said, I don't see a hard landing here. I don't see the cockpit falling apart or the wings. I see an economy that's kind of bubbling. But at the same token, maybe I look at the glasses half full, but I didn't see all the negativity which was out there. We'll be right back right after these messages.
If you're approaching retirement or have recently done so, you're probably realizing that retirement plans today can be very different from what you might remember when your parents retired. Things were more simple then, but you put in your years, received your pension, most likely have health care, add in Social Security, and all those combined usually made for a comfortable life. But maybe you could do better. I would suggest you call for Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's a great resource for long-term planning. To get yours, call 845-371-0101. Today's pensions have been disappearing from companies faster than ever, along with other benefits people once could rely on. Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, addresses this new reality we'll all face eventually. Ken will show you how to plan for your future using today's retirement vehicles like 401ks and IRAs. Retirement takes more planning and preparation today than any other time in the past, and his book will show you how to get it done right. Call 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers get it for free right now. That's 845-371-0101 to get Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on The Peak, 107.1 The Peak. Today's topic, questions and answers, and we're going to go right back to the recession question just a minute right before the break. But you heard our friend Jimmy Fink. Yes, do you remember him from WPLJ? You probably don't remember, Connor, because you are Gen Z. Jimmy Fink's a rock star. Jimmy Fink is a rock star. He's a rock star. Connor, do you remember him from back in the day?
Can't say I do, to be honest.
There you go. So Jimmy Fink just spoke about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And look, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you'll be able to join us. Sometimes you can't. It's all right there in the book I wrote, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free for the first 20 calls this morning. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, the phone number is 845-371-0101. And look, it sells on Barnes Noble and Amazon and I guess all the other outlets for $17.99 is the price that we came up with. But we prefer, I would think, the early bird gets the worm. Get this book for free by calling that number. Jot it down again, 845-371-0101. Again, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do. And we'll hear more about that at the next break. And then, of course, we'll be with you every Sunday morning. If you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you're going to be a central worker if you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's really kind of cool. And of course, I give the reports throughout the course of the week in the morning and then the afternoon. You hear from Bill Kugel. We tell you what the markets did or what they didn't do. Hudson Valley Business News, Hudson Valley Index, what the national news is. It's all, we're with you Monday through Friday. We take a break on Saturday and then come back Sunday and present to you at GPS for Finances. All the information, including this week's TV appearances, national TV appearances I make, radio, articles, newsletters, educational pieces, is all on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. We invite you to go there and see all the information we put out there for free. We have a newsletter that comes out every Tuesday evening. We actually encourage you to kind of keep along with us. I try to make it as succinct as possible, about two pages. You know, we don't inundate you nine times a day with the newsletter, just once a week. It's all right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? No, it's not Global Position, Mahoney Asset Management. It's trying to navigate you around this crazy world, economic cycles, market cycles, presidential cycles, other things that are happening. Try to break it down for you as best as we can. Now, right before the break, we're speaking about a recession. I don't see recession at all. I was actually thankfully timestamped because these national TV appearances. And not that I say I have a right, I have a right. But, you know, first of all, let's talk about a definition of recession. It's two quarters in a row of negative GDP. So if we're humming along at 2.5-3% GDP, first of all, you need first one to hit negative. And then you need a second one to be negative. So I don't know how you get a recession this year. Things can slow down a little bit and may feel like it. But seriously, when you have the unemployment rate at 3.7, 3.8%, why it makes a lot of clickbait, why it makes news, I don't see a recession here on the horizon. Things may slow down, but not a recession. Colin, what's your take on a recession this year?
Yeah, and as you basically said, and this is an analogy that I had heard, fortunately not original from me, but I thought it was very funny and it was a, you know, made a lot of sense. The economy is basically like a giant, massive ship, like a carrier freight or a huge cruise ship or something. And for it to turn around, that's going to take some time. You're going to watch it slowly turn around. There'll be signs of it turning around. And I thought that was pretty true about the economy. Like, we'll start to see, you know, certain reports come out that are like, ooh, this is not good, not good. And yeah, it'll be a slow trickle. And then all of a sudden you do get a recession. But at this moment in time, there is really no signs of that.
Right. And all these bears making these great arguments and the charts and seem so exquisite. And yeah, the bear market. So let's take it through this. Let's say there is a recession this year. Okay. Highly doubtful, but let's kind of walk through that. It's not the end of the world either. I mean, we in 22, we actually had fractionally 0.7%, 0.5%, whatever it was. And it wasn't like it was the end of the world. And by the way, I like to think, I don't think anything is particularly immune to a recession, but I think about like technology, how it's such a big part of our life, how it's like a utility to us in life. And I think about my iPhone that I'm looking at right here. In a recession, am I going to use that any less? Am I going to use Google search any less? Am I going to use my Microsoft? I'm not going to pay for my cloud. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to pay for Microsoft Teams because we're in a recession. No, a lot of these things are part of our life. But if you're just tuning in, right, you're listening to your GPS for Finances co-host Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. We're Generation X meets Gen Z, as they call it. What is it about that, Connor? Like, you guys have to abbreviate everything and have older people like me try to figure out
what this cool slang and stuff.
Slang. A lot of times I find myself Googling these things to try to keep up with all you guys. But so in mailbag, I called a bag of tricks one time with you, and that's Felix the Cat. So I won't embarrass you if you don't remember that. And for listeners who are Gen X, they probably Generation X, excuse me. They probably remember somehow this Felix the Cat would walk around in his bag, pull out an airplane if he needed it, a large tree, a car, whatever it was in his own. And in our bag of tricks, we don't have anything like the Felix the Cat, but we have really good questions and we hope to give you some pretty good answers. So what is in our bag of tricks?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So next question is, how will the presidential election impact the markets?
Ooh, okay. So I'm not going to hedge this one either. I don't think the market's going to like the uncertainty around it. Again, I'm not going to pick a player here on the radio. Let's stay away from politics. But refresh my memory, refresh your memory. 2016, the summer of then Trump versus Clinton. It was a really yucky summer because the uncertainty around who would win and with the courts and Russia. And it was one thing after another. Markets are down, I don't know, 10 or 15%. Now, by the way, we're not trying to predict the market. We're not going to try to tell you to time the market either. But certainly the market's not going to like uncertainty. And this is going to be one for the ages. That's all we can. It's going to be absolutely crazy, the news items that'll be dropping in the summer months leading. And markets do not like uncertainty. So if somehow the roadmap kind of says, hey, beginning of the year, we'll make some gains, nothing wrong with taking some shekels off the table. Again, incrementally, more of like a rebalancing act than anything else. And taking some chips off before what could be a very volatile, crazy summer. And by the way, summer in general, there's an old saying, sell may go away. You know why that is? Liquidity is very low. Markets like liquidity. A lot of stocks liquid and can move around a bit. Summer vacations, kind of, you know, trading desk or, oh gosh, I've been to a trading desk in August. It's like a ghost town. So not a lot of liquidity. Markets hate uncertainty. And after the break, Tom's going to tackle this question about the election. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
If you're approaching retirement or have recently done so, you're probably realizing that retirement plans can be very different from what you might remember when your parents retired. Things were more simple then, but you put in your years, you received your pension, most likely you have health care, add in Social Security, and all those combined usually made for a comfortable life. But you know, maybe you could do better. I would suggest you call for Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's a great resource for long-term planning. To get yours, call 845-371-0101. Today, pensions have been disappearing from companies faster than ever, along with other benefits people could once rely on. Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, addresses this new reality we'll all face eventually. Ken will show you how to plan for your future using today's retirement vehicles, like 401ks and IRAs. Retirement takes more planning and preparation today than any other time in the past, and Ken's book will show you how to get it done right. Call 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers get it for free right now. That's 845-371-0101 to get Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, along with Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on The Peak, 107.1 The Peak. Today's topic, questions and answers. And before we get there, Jimmy Fink, rock star that he is, talked about our book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Let's get your hands on that book. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. You have the number. I'll give the number again, 845-371-0101. It really is not your father's retirement, right? Grandpa, grandma, mom, dad, they may have had pensions. They may have had health care. But chapter by chapter, we rebuild what was like your grandfather's retirement, grandma's retirement. That's the nature of this book, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. You could have it as a paperback. You could have it as a, oh gosh, we do it digitally. We do it every different way. But call that number. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. Let me give the phone number one more time. That's 845-371-0101 to get your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And of course, we'll be with you every Sunday morning. You're driving these wee hours. You may be the essential worker if you are starting a shift or ending a shift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, I give the market reports, the Hudson Valley Index, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:45 or so comes on. And then, of course, on the way back, you'll hear from Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. So we got to cover Monday through Friday with the markets. Saturday, we take a break. And on Sunday, my son and myself present to you a GPS for your finances. All the information, including my TV segments this past week, radio that's archived, our newsletters that's archived, educational articles, everything that we have, we throw it out there, give it to you for free, try to educate you. And at the website of Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, you'll find all that information right there. And right before the break, we were talking about the election, and I gave the opinion that this summer could be one for the ages. Markets don't like uncertainty. Not the market time, sell everything you had to go to cash, because for all we know, the market can rally. But if you have some gains by then, you know, you could always do some rebalancing, take some chips off the table, and let the zaniness do its course. So what are you thinking? What's your thinking on this, Connor, for the election coming up, presidential election?
Yeah, markets certainly hate uncertainty. It's funny statement there. And that is one thing we've seen time and time again, no matter what the issue may be, markets do not like when things are not certain. And I think what will happen and has happened in the past is certain sectors will have a strong reaction based on who gets elected or not. I know solar energy performed pretty good when Biden came into office, just because I suppose the market was thinking in the future, solar, you know, solar stocks and anything EVs, that has to do with solar should do well.
Electric vehicles, right.
Right. So there's going to be some, there's going to be different reactions in different sectors based on who comes president. And because those policies may change based on what the administration is pushing and such. So yeah, it's going to be definitely tumultuous, but it could also end up being good. Like if you're ready for the opportunities, depending on what happens.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one for the ages, for sure. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, along with my son, Connor Mahoney. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z. Heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7. The peak. I love that. The peak. So that was, by the way, that was good. So we covered recessions, covered elections. What else do you have in that bag of tricks? Again, that's my Felix the Cat kind of.
Sure. Next question is it time for a rally in bonds?
I think so. A lot of rally, though, in bonds happened late last year. Remember, the whole year we're talking about Fed raising rates and, you know, next time we're going to raise rates. And think about it for a second. If you have, let's say, a $10,000 bond that paid 3% a couple of years ago and rates kept going up and now rates are 6% and you're locked in at 3%, that's going to be worth less money. So that's kind of the inverse correlation of rates versus the price of the bonds and so forth. Right? But, you know, we heard Powell basically said for quite some time, Jerome Powell, chair, we heard him say basically we're going to keep interest rates higher for longer. Yet the last Fed meeting where they left rates unchanged, he came out and surprised everybody and said, hey, we're going to have a rate cut. And the market's always ahead of the Federal Reserve. I'm telling you, it's the Fed that's watching the bonds, not the other way around. The bond market, it's bigger than the stock market. It's the biggest market in the world. And until the Fed, rates are coming down, market rates are coming down before you're cutting rates, we know your next move already. And sure enough, Fed chair capitulated. They're now looking at cutting rates this year, maybe not the first quarter, maybe second quarter, to try to get this elusive soft landing. Certainly not a hard landing like a lot of people were expecting earlier in the year. So what's your take on all this?
Right. Honestly, so I think bonds could rally further, but the truth is they have actually already rallied pretty good based on some of this interest rate news. Ken was talking about the correlation between interest rate and bond prices there. So the second we got a hint that rates were coming down, the market was already ahead of that, or they would be stable, and bonds have rallied pretty good to this point. And that could certainly continue, especially if they do cut rates the way that is expected this year. And yeah, the market is expecting at this point, I think 5 or 6 rate cuts. Maybe that's a little aggressive, but
yeah, I don't think we're going to get that many. That seems like too much. Again, everything's extremes. And by the way, a lot of times on national TV and radio, I get it right. You know, different things are happening. Let's say politics or different things are happening. And again, I don't have a crystal ball. It's just following the market. You know, when you're talking about Fed Chair Powell, are they going to keep raising rates? I said, I don't know. The bond market's telling us they're done. They're finished. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last time they cut rates was July. And each month we go by, it's history. So now we're like 7 months. And the bond market figured it out. And so at times I've been interviewed, and what do you think about this? And it looked like a hero. I'm not. I'm just following the bond market that told us they're way ahead of the Federal Reserve. The Fed's not going to raise rates anymore. The bond market has a right. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Right. Actually, I remember when I was younger and the election was happening, I think the night of the election in 2016, just by watching some of the different foreign exchanges and things were moving in the markets, I think you were able to tell me that you thought Trump was going to win.
Yeah, Trump was a big underdog there, but I saw the market in the last couple of days prior to the election run with big oil companies, which wouldn't help out, the Clinton, let's say. And I saw these different sector separation, and I said, the market figured this out. Trump's going to win. And again, the national TV sound like I didn't know it. Like, and sure enough, again, that's what happened. Again, we won't get into politics about Trump versus Biden or anything like that, but certainly there are sectors that favor different, you know, Republicans versus that. Wow, time went by too fast again today. But again, I always enjoy doing this with you, Connor. And until next week, I hope from both of us, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests, and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 107.1 The Peak or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime anytime by visiting 1071thepeak.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. Listen for another edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 107.1 The Peak.